is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Burger King, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, Wendy's, Fidelity Bank, J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, BTVI, the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institution, Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and Ministry of Finance.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Maybe my intro music is too lengthy. I've been sitting here for several minutes as it came in. All right, we got a lot going on today. Well, in my mind, a lot. We're going to... It's quite a headline with Frankie Campbell, eh? We're going to be talking about the latest information on these vaccines, particularly some new information on Johnson & Johnson, and we're also going to be talking about the new information that has come out of the House of Assembly with regard to the housing resolution that passed last night, and we also wanted to address this Abaco shantytown issue that Desmond Bannister yesterday explained in more detail for us. So first things first is that the Food and Drug Administration of the United States of America has suspended the administration of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to concerns over blood clotting that developed in several women within 2 weeks after taking the vaccine. All right. So this is concerning, and they've also recommended that non-federal entities that are giving out the vaccine pause doing so. All right. The Centers for Disease Control has already issued the same sort of warning, all right? So there are six reported cases in the U.S. of rare and severe type of blood clot. Now, let's keep in mind that that would be six cases in 6.8 million doses, all right? So it's six cases and 6.8 million doses of the vaccine administered. It's a single-dose vaccine. All six cases occurred among women between 18 and 48, and symptoms occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination. All right? So the CDC says it's going to convene a meeting of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices on Wednesday to further review these cases and assess their potential significance. All right, the FDA will review that analysis as it also investigates these cases. Until that process is complete, we're recommending a pause in the use of this vaccine out of an abundance of caution. All right, so they said this is important in part to ensure that the healthcare provider community is aware of the potential for these adverse events and can plan for proper recognition and management due to the unique treatment required with this type of blood clot. All right. So Johnson & Johnson today said the company has decided to proactively delay the rollout of the vaccine in Europe. I would imagine that Johnson & Johnson does not want the type of bad press that the AstraZeneca vaccine got after countries in Europe had suspended its use, then recommended its use in people only over a certain age, which may end up being what happens with Johnson & Johnson. So keep in mind now, and I'm saying that you can look at a headline and go, oh, God, because I got that a lot this morning. People were like, had me on their brain, like, first thing, oh, you see Johnson. I see it. I see it. I too, Google, okay? But I'm not in a sense of deep alarm over it, A, because we don't have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I had said I was prepared to take it. We'll see how that develops over the course of the next few weeks. Remember, we had this conversation about part of being a responsible adult is being able to change your views with more information that you have, or being able to look at a situation a different way with more information. So am I going to run screaming off a bridge because I believe I'm on fire? No. But I will wait and see what the FDA has to say about this. I am not a female between the ages of 18 and 48, and I do not have any issues that might lead to blood clotting as far as I know, but I also do not believe I would be able to get any Johnson & Johnson vaccine here, because I'm not going there. I won't be able to get any Johnson & Johnson vaccine before July, which is when COVAX said they would be able to have it, and that may be pushed back even more now. So I'm going to wait and see. I was going to be waiting anyway, so we'll see what happens when it becomes available, and we'll make a determination. The AstraZeneca vaccine has been made available to the media. That was over the weekend. And numerous people I know who work in media have had the shot. The younger people who took the shot under the age of 30, several of them experienced pretty bad symptoms, very bad nausea, throwing up, diarrhea, fever, chills, fatigue for about a night. Several people I know who took it didn't have any issues whatsoever. Again, I don't have a present fear of developing a blood clot and flopping out from taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. As I've stated before, my position is I don't believe I am in that great a risk at this time. I don't believe I need it at this time. I'm not a frontline healthcare worker. I am a relatively healthy man. I do have hypertension that I seek to control. I exercise regularly. I eat well. And I don't put myself in a great deal of risk on a regular basis. So I'm good for now. All right. But if you decide to take it, the AstraZeneca vaccine or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that is totally your choice. And I'm not here to convince you otherwise. I'm just here to try to present the data and to contextualize it so that we can be sure of what it is that we're doing. All right? That's all. So we are happy to take some of your texts and some of your calls. I don't have all the information possible that I can give to you about every single thing about any vaccine. I'm pretty well read up on them, but we're happy to help however we can. Now, we have heard from the Prime Minister saying that, well, first of all, he's changed his number of the lots being offered. So first it was 150, and now he says it's about 250, but he says that the exact number will have to be determined, all right? So I don't understand why the exact number will have to be determined, but that's what he said. So let's look at what he said about the criteria, because it was kind of vague before. All right. So it's 83 acres, He said, there's approximately 250 lots, which is good. It's 100 more than before, including single-family residence townhomes and duplexes. He said the exact number will be determined following consultations with the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection and Town Planning on density restrictions. The lots will be able to be purchased for a maximum of approximately $50,000, a size of 95 by 100 feet. Now, here's the issue with this from the outset. And listen, I like the idea of giving more people access to homes and lands. We've said that before. We did a whole show on this. It's good. But this seems to me to be pushing very fast for something that's going to take a number of years to come to fruition because there appears to be an election imminent. So, for instance, you're passing a resolution to provide for this land, but you don't know the exact number of lots that will be carved out of this because you have not yet consulted with the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection and Town Planning on the density restrictions. But yet you're selling this as if this is something that's imminent. So a lot of people ask me about this. Should I invest? Should I do anything like that? He said the application process would be open by this summer. Now, until you tell me more about what it is that you're doing, I'm reluctant to tell you that you should invest in this. It's your money, right? Like, it's your body. You do whatever you want. But if it's my money, I'm going to possibly put in my application if that doesn't involve any sort of monetary upfront investment, and then I'm going to see what it is exactly he has to say about it. So I get what you're doing. I get you want to get people in more lots, but you haven't even planned out the number of lots that are going to be available for this. You're rushing headlong into this, I believe, to say you're doing it in order to have something to tout for the next election. Because you don't sound to me as if you've thought this all through. If you don't know the number of lots, you don't know exactly where they're going to be according to the topography of the land. You have a sketch, right? But you don't exactly know. So here's how it normally works. If someone comes to you and go, we're planning a community, right? Normally, you are able to see that the community's been approved by town planning. I don't know that this has. I'm certain that the government will work with town planning to get there. You would be able to see the exact allotment of the properties. When the properties are at the point where they are for public sale, you usually would already have had the majority of the infrastructure in place. This, as far as I can tell, is unspoiled. It's not been touched. So, for instance, let's look at my wife and I were looking at buying property in South Beach Estates, okay, a number of years ago. South Beach Estates, you can go to your real estate agent. They can tell you what's available for sale in South Beach Estates, the exact size of the property, the dimensions of the property. They can give you the exact geoposition of the property. You can go and look at the property. All right? The community had already been gated off. The roads had already been put down. They didn't have all the bells and whistles like the clubhouse and all this other stuff like that. But you could go look and see with the property. And the sole reason we did not buy the property is because when I looked at one particular piece of property, it was next to a parcel of land on the outskirts of it that BPL owned, and someone in BPL's planning department was able to explain to me that BPL is planning to build a substation very near there, right? And so upon hearing that, and that was the piece of property we wanted, it was great, we decided that we were going to keep looking. But it was all available. You could go and put in, and it was planned out. All right, so this to me doesn't sound fully fleshed out. Yes, you want people in more property, but in terms of do I invest my money in this, I would apply. If you're asking me to put up a down payment, if you're asking me, and see, they don't know any of that yet either. All right, so it seems rushed to me. So I'm very wary of it. All right? So, you know, it's good that you want this to happen, but you've got to plan this out better for me to say I'm going to bank on this opportunity. And keep in mind, we were talking about 150. Now the Prime Minister says 250. This is a difference of 2 weeks. This has shifted. So things are shifting quickly. All right? I'm not eligible if it happens after August 16th. You know, I'm not. My wife is. But I'd probably be paying for it, so I'm out of the game, right? Because I won't lie to you. If the government said, we're just opening up service lots, anybody can apply, you can build duty-free XYZ, I'd take a closer look at it. But I'm not eligible. All right? And even then, I would have to ask, where's the property? Which property am I getting? Do I get to decide which property I'm getting? Do I get to see this property before I pay for it? Does the bank know which property it is? He claims the banks are calling him, and the head of the Clearing Banks Association had a lengthy explanation about why banks will not shift their stance on their conservative lending policies simply because the government is backing a property. So, you know, I know you want to feel good about the F&M, or if you're PLP, you want to be, F&M be damned. But this needs to be more properly fleshed out for me to say to anyone, this is something you should do. If I were able to see the property and it was open to anyone to invest and the government just develop it for people to become property owners, I would certainly take a close look at a multifamily property. Because you're not going to beat $50,000 for nearly 10,000 square feet of property. You're not. Anywhere on New Providence. All right? Now he's saying 40% of the lots will be multifamily at 50 grand, 60% will be single family for 40 grand. Now again, keep in mind, the 40 grand, the single family homes, the government has first right of refusal if you want to sell them, which is deeply problematic. He says, we consider a professional someone who's accomplished in his or her field sufficiently independently to sustain a mortgage or the financial responsibility for a residential dwelling in the community. Now, the government is going, see, again, this, you don't sound like you've thought this all the way through. So the government's going to establish a committee to determine whether I'm a professional accomplished in my field. I don't know what that means. Sufficient independently to sustain a mortgage or the financial responsibility for a residential dwelling in the community. Now, it says this community is not restricted to a particular type of academic or professional training. Now, I listen to what you say. So the government is going to determine if I'm able to afford this mortgage or the financial responsibility to sustain a residential dwelling. And then I'm going to have to go to a bank, which also determines that. Is the government going to tell the bank that they're willing to back my ability to service this? Or am I going to have to satisfy the government of that and also satisfy a financial institution of that? Let's go to the phone line. We got a phone call. Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How's it on, Juan? How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm happy to hear you picked up on that conversation from Parliament yesterday. As you started off, as you ended, sorry, I will start off one. You know, I listened to your colleague, who I listen to most mornings, 9 or 10 mornings, when there was only 7 in the week.
Ooh, which one?
Dwight.
Oh, okay.
And he was discussing this matter as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were ad nauseum discussing it. And here's the funny thing about it, Juan, before I get to my point. At the end of his show, then he plays the interview on your station with Kendrick Brathwaite.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. I say, why didn't Dwight play that during the show so that the Bohemian people can hear that there was a complete separation between what the Prime Minister was claiming in Parliament yesterday, having the commercial bank support, and what the actual chairman of the Clarence Banks Association, all the commercial banks in the country, had to say.
Now, he said he doesn't care what the government says.
Exactly.
If you cannot satisfy the bank that you can pay this mortgage, they're not going to give you the money.
They are not moving one iota from their credit risk profile.
Right.
They will not move one iota. They don't care if it's a government-backed project, because they have history which tells them that pretty much none of the government-backed projects have succeeded with their Clarence Bank Association bank. None of them. And so they are not inclined, nor encouraged, nor do they wish to extend themselves just because the Prime Minister is making a false claim in Parliament. Again, another false claim one. And so if he's making these kinds of false claims regarding this project and funding, which is critical in order for people to be able to qualify for this project, one, what else is he misleading us about in Parliament or outside of Parliament?
I mean, maybe.
Is he not telling us the truth about?
But maybe some people call him. You don't know. Maybe. Not Ken Brathwaite. Certainly.
Ken Brathwaite's timing was superb. I mean, he just knocked the Prime Minister right out the park.
Right.
He doesn't have it on board. And in addition to that one, here's another consideration that no one is discussing that is critical to the longevity of being able to fund and maintain your debt and maintain your lifestyle in this community. There's going to be homeowners association fees one. That's going to be a critical component to the survivability of persons who may already be on a very low end of trying to qualify for a mortgage in a bank. Then on top of that, you get homeowners association fees. The homeowners association fees one in some of these gated communities are just as much as the mortgage, especially if you want to maintain that community to the standard of surrounding communities.
Yeah, but that's part of the game, though, if you want to live in a gated community.
I'm not saying it's not. All I'm saying, one, is it is not a part of the consideration that's being placed on the table. We don't even know what the value of the homeowners association fees are going to be. That is going to be a heavy expense that the bank will also consider when considering funding this $50,000. That's going to be a fee on top of the fee. That's going to be mandatory for you to be able to demonstrate to the banks that you can qualify and handle over a 20 or 15 or 30 year mortgage, whatever the case may be. And so on. This whole fiasco is turning into one big mess before the Prime Minister even launches the properties for sale. Also, one, I land on this point. The Prime Minister made another false claim in Parliament. He probably made it, but his colleague minister, Diagula, made the claim on his behalf, stating that this particular project will be self-funded through the sales of the projects, right?
I suggest he read the resolution. But I got to bounce, Anton. Thanks, man. I suggest Minister Diagula read the resolution. That's not what the resolution says. This says, okay, so let's get through this. Well, this is one, you still won't be eligible because you're not a first-time homeowner. Yeah, actually, you're right. That missed me, actually. You're absolutely, absolutely right. So I'm out of the game, as is my wife. So and she's, you know, in her mid-30s, so she's out of the game. All right? So this says, okay, this community is not restricted to a particular type of academic or professional training. You don't have to be a lawyer, doctor, or engineer to qualify. To be eligible, you must be a Bahamian, 45 years or younger, who is resident in the Bahamas. So you have to live here already. According to this, you cannot be living abroad as a Bahamian, and enter this program, according to the Prime Minister. Even though this subdivision is in New Providence, Family Island residents are eligible to apply. All right, so, and again, it's only 250 lots, but that's something. That's not nothing, right? Applications are to be made by individuals or married couples. Listen to this. Two or more people may also apply. And here's the key. However, financial institutions will assess the risk determination of such applications. Only first homeowners are eligible. The first-time homeowner status will be confirmed with the Registrar General's Department and the Department of Inland Revenue. An applicant may only be eligible once and may only acquire one property in any such government home-owning initiative. The application and application process are being finalized, as are other details. It is anticipated the application process will be open to the public this summer. Yeah, this is fraught with policy challenges. As nice as it is to get affordable land. Minister, the government will also waive customs duties on all building materials and appliances for homes within the community. Minister assured the application process will be transparent and objective. He said banks are anxious to lend money to young Bahamians who apply. Says the committee has already spoken with a number of banks. I didn't know there was a committee. What committee? Who are anxious to come on board, and provisionally, they've stated that individuals would not have to come up with any down payment, which is one of the greatest obstacles to home construction. Boy, I'd love to know what bank told him that. I'd love to know. It says that would be possible because the equity is so large. Oh, yeah, but that's not what the banks are saying, though. Mr. Speaker, banks we have not spoken to, those other banks have called and stated that they too would like to be a part of this program. I would imagine that the first bank they would be dealing with is Bank of the Bahamas, since they're the majority owner of that bank. This says, no list of persons has been established for this community. Guiding principles for the application process have been established. It will be transparent. It will be digital. The Department of Transformation and Digitization has confirmed it will prioritize making the application and submission of supporting documents possible online. There will be strict adherence to the eligibility criteria. There will be no favoritism. No special group of special people will be prioritized. He said that the land in the area will not be filled, excavated, or compacted. Oh, no, man. I think this needs to bake a little longer. You know what I mean? I don't know if this is done yet. I'm sorry. Did we have a call? I was ignoring it. I was reading. You can call back 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Listen, with anything, right? I know how you feel. I know you love your FNM, you love your PLP, but that doesn't mean you need to go walk into things blindly. Yes? Examine what is being said and make a determination as to what is sense. Not just because the FNM says it means it makes sense. The FNM itself, like every other administration, has passed laws and then went back and changed them. Because they didn't always think everything through. They didn't always understand. The FNM, like the PLP, like others, they've done it over and over again. Right? Because they didn't consider X, Y, Z. So what you get when you release this, I say let it bake a little longer, you release it to the public and you let us get feedback from you. And we go, well, there's some things about this that don't sound clear to me. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Mr. McCartney, I'm good. And good afternoon to the Bahamas. Mr. McCartney, the government seems to be quite selective with almost everything they do since they've been in power. Why is it that they are doing things the way they're doing it so that only a select few can benefit from it? What happened to the wider public? Housing is a challenge already as it is in the Bahamas, period, across the board. Why is it that you're still looking at a select few or trying to give a select few opportunities when, you know, the nation at large is having challenges for the most part? You know, I mean, this thing to me makes no sense. It has to be some form of an election ploy because, you know, who benefits from it? I mean, at first, like you said, it was 150 persons, and now it has moved to 250 persons, right? But, and then they're not saying, you know, who these 250 persons is or can be, you know. So, first and foremost, like you say, I'm already out of the picture. I'm 54 years old, okay? So that cuts me out completely. You understand? So, I mean, who is it that is supposed to benefit from the initiative that the government is putting forth, you know, and why is it that others are being discriminated against? I mean, are we not behemoths? Are we-
I got to take a break. Let's take a break. I hear you. Listen, I'll say this briefly before the break. I don't got no problem with you concentrating on 18 to 45-year-olds, you know. By the way, no 18-year-old is going to be able to afford this without daddy's help, and they still won't be able to satisfy the bank that they can sustain this over a long period of time. But I don't have a problem with that. Governments would sometimes often do that. So governments would sometimes go, well, we have a deficiency in women in STEM professions, so let's put some focus on the women in this profession. We have a deficiency in this area, so let's focus on these particular people. That's okay. But while you're doing that, you need to also consider what you're doing for the other people. As far as this being something to make it sound good for the election, it is of course that. It is of course that. But that doesn't mean that that can't be a good thing. All right? So let's take a break and be right back.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Why do foreigners continue to benefit from our natural resources, but Bahamians are constantly held back? When is the government going to come clean about the sovereign wealth fund, which politicians have said will raise money for Bahamians from natural resources? Never, because there will never be one penny paid to any Bahamian. If oil is found by BPC, our gas prices will not go down. Our electricity bills will not go down. Which politicians are benefiting from BPC's oil deal? Sign the petition at StopBahamasOilDrilling.com. Hashtag no drill, no spill.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a 3-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
After a hurricane, you may experience loss or damage to your property. The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas would like to advise that if your property is insured, try to minimize your loss. Contact your agent or insurer right away. Know what you are covered for under your policy. Note that after a hurricane, insurers hire loss adjusters to assist with speedy settlement of claims. For more information on what to expect when making a hurricane claim, visit www.icb.gov.bs.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. We were talking, earlier about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine being suspended. We'll see what happens. And we're also talking about new information that the Prime Minister come out about with this housing resolution. I think it's a good thing. If you want to give people land at affordable prices, I think that this particular thing needs to be thought through more carefully by the government. But it'll be on deck this summer, so, you know, if the government's going to put in infrastructure and pools and parks and all X, Y, Z and give and help you get land for $50,000 that can be income producing or $40,000 for a dwelling, then, you know, if you're eligible, if you're in the category, there's 250 spots, give it a shot. You know, maybe you're a young person who wants to get together with a friend of yours and you want to say, well, look, let's get one of these multifamily lots. And you don't have, you don't, you're not a homeowner yet. You say, let's get, and that's part of the problem. But let's just say you live in your parents' home and there's no problem where your parents left you a home, right? And you want to get one of these multifamily lots. You say, hey, bro, let's, you put in this 25 grand, I'll put in 25 grand. Let's get this lot and this is going to drive us some income, you know what I'm saying, for the next 20 years. We'll be sitting pretty. The income will pay the mortgage and then we'll have just the income producing property. Then it's something you may definitely want to look at, but the devil's always in the details. I critically analyze what is said about it and how it works, and that is where you usually work through the kinks of something. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
What's happening, man?
I'm here. I'm good.
Listen, let me ask you a little question, take you down a little trip right now. If you take your right hand, right, mm-hmm. and you stick it, let's just say you're picking up some mangoes or something on this branch, and you stick your hand to pick the mango, and you get stung with wasps, right? You would say, right, Ron, 5 minutes later, and stick your right hand right back in that same area, you get stung with wasps?
Probably not.
You probably would not do that, right?
Yeah, probably not, yes.
So what I am trying to figure out is after 50 years, Ron, what in the world are we still complaining about falling to talk to us about who minister in this war and who they doing what for? You don't think we didn't realize what these brothers doing after 50 years of blows, left, right, blows, side of head, what?
I hear you. I mean, I don't see a viable option at this time other than the PLP or the FNM to actually get the majority of votes in the country. So I don't know what else to talk about.
Well, what you telling me is you prepared to stick your right hand back and get things with wasps.
I haven't decided who I'm voting for yet.
That's what you're telling me. Let me tell you something. When the Titanic go under, mm-hmm. as big as that boat was, and the sensible people realized that this boat was doomed, you know what they do? Mm-hmm. They jump in the water. Some of them jumped to their death. Some jumped to hold on to a little piece of something. I don't want to make this political or nothing like that, but we got to jump in the water from these two parties. One, what you're calling, you're acting with minister in this province. Minister obviously doing that for his elite friends. He don't care if one or two other people get in there, you know. Mm-hmm. But he can make sure his people straight. I want these pundits. Of course, he got some pundits with the scare crumbs from the master's table. And I won't call no name. So, fine, they can call and say what they want to say because they're getting something. But the rest of us, we need to wise up and know exactly what we're going to do whenever the competent authority ring the bell. Thanks for taking my call.
All righty, my brother. I don't know that added to our discussion of this particular issue. Let me say this, right? If they're doing this as an election ploy, then go take advantage of it. Right? Go get everything you could get. That's what you do when they come around giving out gifts during an election. Go get what you could get. Why not? If an election spurs you to make this happen and people, ain't no 18-year-olds get the benefit, but let's say people between 27 and 45 can benefit, go try your hand. You know, I'm not going to not, you know what I'm saying, take the free plate at the cookout. This is the only way. This is one. What do you think would happen if they don't win the upcoming election? This housing initiative almost seems election season promise-ish to get people's hopes up when you can't, to get people's hopes up when you're not even sure you can execute it is responsible. I'm saying that because my hopes are up, and I also have anxiety because it sounds too good to be true. I wouldn't say the government can't execute it. The government is spending $11 million to put a school on a hill in Ragged Island. If the government wants to get it done, it will ultimately, if it is possible, get it done. It says, the only way I could see this being a clear and transparent process is if it's outsourced to a private foreign company to choose recipients based on the criteria. Who's on the committee? Imagine being on this committee and not making sure your kids or friends' kids straight. Not happening in the Bahamas. It will always be who you know in this country. Listen, man. And good luck with your committee, right? The day that the Prime Minister announced this in Parliament, I got at least a dozen people message me privately asking me how to apply for this. And they were saying they want to apply for it for their children. People already own property were saying they want to try and have someone else apply for it so they could benefit from it. It's 250 slots. I imagine that this is going to be crazy oversubscribed. And some people benefit, and a lot of people will be left out. And you're going to get actually quite a bit of dissatisfaction with those who are left out. Says, yeah, they sure jumped in the water, but they sure waited for another well-equipped boat to rescue all of them, and no little boat would has no experience of keeping them steady. I say this one, look at their crew, man. Not one single member has a crew. Not one has a single qualified crew member or captain leading. Says, hi. Says, do you realize between 2002 to 2007, over 4,000 houses were built for Bahamians by the government? I didn't realize that. I'd have to look at that. Hi, Ron. Take a ride around New Providence. You'll see the Killarney constituency has the most construction going on. Juan, I was like you, convinced I was only going to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but the morning I was scheduled to take it, the U.S. government closed the plant making it. Needless to say, I took the Pfizer. My logic, if that's what they gave the president, the queen, and other VIPs, it's good enough for me. Yeah, if you want to take Pfizer, take Pfizer. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Big Bro Juan. What's up?
I'm good. How's it going?
Fine, I think it's an awesome initiative, but I agree with you, we should allow it to bake for some more time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why individuals call it just laughing up, like they don't take advantage of the campaign office open, leaving the party,
right.
Two places, etc.
go get what you can get, go get the t-shirt, get the food, get the liquor.
Take the bears. You know, right. Like, I don't know why they're laughing up.
Exactly, go get it, if they're giving it up.
That's why I'm going to take advantage of the election fever. This is what we should do as a
people. If he come tomorrow and go, hey man, all the talk show hosts could apply for land for $50,000, I go in.
We could agree that it's election fever.
Yeah.
It's a good initiative.
Yeah.
We should allow it to bake. Let the cards fall and then dive on it.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a good idea. I think that it just he needs to work out the details better.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Thank you, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't got a problem. And it is discriminatory, but again, you could target certain areas. So do I want to be in this? And let me say this. Even if I were 18 to 45, I still hate saying 18, like any 18-year-old can qualify for a mortgage at a bank, even with their daddy. But if I were between 18 to 45, I would certainly want property at this price. And the fact that my chances are quite slim that I would get it would probably leave me disaffected at some point. So he does run the risk of disaffecting a lot of people. It's a gamble. All right. I think it is an election maneuver, and that's okay too. But it's a gamble in that you're going to leave a lot of people dissatisfied. And also, this is going to take a number of years to properly develop. But that's fine too. If you're young, no problem. You can wait. You can get the property. The issue is having to build within 2 years. If the application process is this summer and you are to build within 2 years, is the government saying that it's going to build proper roads within 2 years? Is it going to say it's going to have electricity and water? Because it's not been touched from what I can see because I drove by there. Is the government saying it's going to do all that within 2 years? Concurrently as you build, or is it going to do that before and then you have 2 years? I wonder what you see, there's a lot of unknowns. All right. It says, I wish something comes my way this lap, Juan. I'll gladly accept with both hands open from whichever party. It says, hey, Juan, she can divorce you, and with some of the settlement money, buy one of those lots. Now her name's on the house, too. So she's, you know, she's in the registered rental department, too. We got to go to a break, or can we quickly take a call? Or does this just feel like a long call? Let's try. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Well, I guess you helped us all out. We'll be back after the news.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but it's just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Right, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
If you love brunch, but it's already time for lunch, Burger King's Farmhouse King has you covered with a burger that's big and tasty. The Farmhouse King features a half pound of flame-grilled beef, a fried egg, bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, and our creamy signature sauce, all on BK's signature toasted sesame seed bun. Complete your meal and make it a combo with fries or onion rings and an ice-cold Pepsi. Fill up for lunch with the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were talking vaccines, housing resolution. All right. Good idea to get land to people. I know, but no 18. Oh, we have a call? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, how you doing?
Great. How's it going?
Mr. Medusa.
They're calling for you, so when they call back, you can speak to them because they would like to speak to you. They're calling for the producer, so not me. Okay, so you speak with them when they call back, if they call back. This says, if you have no down payment, what do you think those interest rates will be? Yeah, good question. Secondly, if the FNM doesn't get reelected, do you think it will continue with the same terms? What I want to know is this binding or can this be revisited by the PLP? I would be very interested, and I think that's a legitimate question. Would the PLP continue with this once it has started? They're certainly not binded. They can change what they like. They can discontinue what they like. But it's a good question if they would make a commitment to continuing this, if these people purchase this land. Hmm. It says, with my experience in housing, the government provides infrastructure, which are lights, roads, water, etc. Then construction starts. That's standard. LOL. But I have seen construction before infrastructure. Shaking my head. I guess you could build where there are no roads and water or light, and then ask them to put that in. I have seen people say, I need a pole from BC and go get that where there wasn't one before. Difficult to do so, but I guess possible, sure. Just a quick question. In this economic recession, who or where is Dr. Minnis getting all this money from to pay for his nonstop campaign ads on CNN all day, every day? Boy, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. We would not know. We don't have campaign finance laws in this country. One, these blood clots are a small amount of adverse reaction out of 7 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines administered. This is an overreaction by the FDA and CDC. Possibly. It says it's a black hole. It'll take years and millions of dollars to install services, build roads, etc. It's a scam. I certainly think it's going to take a number of years. Good day, McCartney. I always wanted to live in the West. It's the people's land. So how about I put a building on that new subdivision and hire Mr. Smith to keep on that land? Okay. One question. If I already own a property, can I still get a property the government is offering? I'm asking because I'm 43 and I want one of the lots the government is offering. You know, I don't know. They did not say if you own a property, you can't purchase another property. They said if you own a home. All right. So I don't know. This isn't well thought out enough for me. I'll be very honest with you. And it's not my money. I don't qualify, and they're right. I already own a home, so I don't qualify. Well, I pay the bank for a home I live in, so I don't qualify. But to my mind, it needs to be better thought out. If you're telling me I want to help more people get into homes, great. I'm all about it. How does that work? Is the next question. And this doesn't answer enough of that for me. It says the lot sizes are too large for subsidized housing. Yeah, that is nearly 10,000 square feet. It says from a sustainable perspective, this small island doesn't have the space for such sizes anymore. 5,000 square feet is more than sufficient. Will they be building large, spacious homes? The majority will not benefit. One, do you expect the government will not get their way from their own entity, town planning? No, of course, I don't expect that. Almost 10,000 square feet is a lot of property. All right, that is a lot of property. But I don't know that we continue in that model. I think there's a case to be made about building upward, right? More of those sorts of developments, but that might be extraordinarily cost prohibitive, particularly for the government. It says, one, all fees are considered by the lending institution, no slapping up on. Additionally, will you be disqualified if you do not need financing? Thanks to advice. No, I would imagine if you don't need to go to the bank, then build your house. Yeah, that's no. Yeah, you ain't got to go to no bank. Just most people ain't got it like that to do that in that short amount of time. One slightly different topic, but it's so odd that people are wearing the side effects and symptoms of getting the AstraZeneca jab like a badge of honor. From fevers, chills, and fatigue, this is an experimental drug that could and may get pulled like Johnson & Johnson. Young people who are less at risk from death from COVID are really playing Russian roulette with their health. Well, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's like gotten hospitalized from it. But it is an experiment. The experiment is ongoing. You know what I mean? And it's because we're in an emergency. They have authorized it. Normally they would not. Good afternoon. Let's go to the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. Okay, they're not there. You guys, call back. Call us back. I want to hear from you.
If you'd like to make a call,
I would not like to make a call.
And try again. If you.
This says, Hi, Juan. This land initiative is not a good idea in my estimation. Providing affordable land for all will be much better in a partnership with a builder for the landowners. I mean, I think that, and Brad Simonet made some really good points. So did Brave Davis and Chester Cooper. But making it more affordable to build a home is something that the government also should do. I'm not saying don't do this. I'm saying think this through more carefully. But I'm saying you can make it more affordable for everyone to build a home. All right? Because, hey, look, everyone out here ain't broke. You know what I mean? And everyone out here ain't suit and tie rich. You know, there are a lot of people who make money, who hustle, who got different things going on, who can put money together, right? And rub two coins together and make a dollar out of it. Who can, if they had the chance to get a piece of property, and this ain't no elitist, people don't understand this on a ground level, right? If they had a chance to get the property and they had a chance to afford to build a home, they do it. They make it work. They make it happen. They hustle, they grind, get this money together, and do it piece by piece by piece. All right? Real people who are serious about building themselves up, making money, getting ahead in life, they're going to make it happen. But you need to sometimes help them find a way, right? In terms of, I can get the property, but it's my first time homeowning, so please don't kill me with no bunch of VAT or stamp tax or whatever it is at this point. All right, I'm trying to bring my stuff in, right? But you got to give me a break, man. Let me bring my shingles in, right? Help the concrete people make concrete cheaper. All right, let me see if I could find out if I could bring steel in. You know, let me bring my finishings for my home in, man. You're killing me. You're just 45% on the ceiling on the floor tile, and you know, come on. You know, so if you help people in that vein, you could really see some things move and people will make it happen. But there's barriers to this thing, man. Like when they hit me with this stamp tax after the bank, I was like, what? You know? Give you the stamp tax to hold an escrow, and then when you figure out I qualify, you can give me the money back. We talking about like 10 grand here. I can just park 10 grand with the government after I done, and you know what it takes to qualify for a mortgage. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can I ask a question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Why is the Sunset Park number one and number two has never been paid for over 30 years?
Sunset Park number one and number two, where is that?
And off Carmichael Road.
It has not been paved?
No streets have been paved.
In 30 years. I didn't know that.
I'm telling you, and I've been, people were complaining and complaining. Every time you call, they say that is not the government's job. That is who you bought the property from in those areas.
Is that a government subdivision?
I don't know. That's what I would like somebody to seek in, because these roads in Sunset 1 and 2 is deplorable. I'm complaining for everyone, not only for myself. We are only riding on rocks and gravels and cement.
I don't know that the government approves a subdivision for occupancy without roads. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to check, okay? I'll see what I can find out.
We bought these properties from a certain area, gentleman. And from that day up to now, those roads have never been parked. You need to have the road fixed in Sunset Park, 1 and 2. They are deplorable. Don't wait till now to come around. Please see about that for us, please.
I'll ask. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, that's wild. This says, all right, let's just go through these. It says, good day, sir. Did you hear that the CDC in the United States stopped using the Johnson? Yeah, we talked about that. It says, we COVID anti-vaxxers have been pointing out, this is one giant human experimentation, and slowly it's coming out. As more time passes and more people lose their lives during these massive human trials, we'll find out what other adverse effects these vaccines have, not to mention long-term effects that will pop up years from now because of the vaccines. With all of this, is it really inhumane to create a second-class citizen from those who refuse to take the vaccine, as we are seeing with vaccine passports and recently with the unvaxxed not allowed to escape St. Vincent on cruise ships? Interesting. Anyone, did Romy say anything about the Westridge lots and all them new protected trees they added to the list? You know, quite a number of them trees. Gotta be in that untouched area. Of course, they can just write themselves a permission slip to bulldoze everything, but is that leading by example? Yeah, no one's... I didn't hear him say anything. Juan, good afternoon. The light through Cumberbatch Alley was off from Sunday, about five corners away from Hepburn Alley. This is unacceptable. The electricity in the entire Cumberbatch Alley is off. I'll add that to my list. Cumberbatch Alley. Light off. All right. Yeah, Sunday's a long time to go without electricity. Hi, Juan. Is there going to be a lottery system in terms of the allocation of lots? 50,000 corner or back of the bush lot is not the same. Yeah. I don't know. It says, hey, Juan, I'm eligible and interested in the development as a general good concept. However, to the people that keep pushing this, I say, call me when it's real. Yeah, call me when I can, like, I go look at it. This is a serious investment, you know. This ain't no, you know what I mean, jokey thing. This ain't like you buying a car, you know, a Kia. Not that I got a problem with the Kia. I own a Kia, so. This is a serious long-term commitment. I can't just buy it sight unseen, right? I gotta know. All right? I gotta know. Hi, Juan, how are you? Tell Anton to buy a lot and stop talking fool. Too straight, F&M. Anton got a house, man. With a guest house. And a pool house. And a couple apartments, too. 3 or 4 apartments. You, Anton, don't need no government lot. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I don't know what Anton got.
That's good. 2 points, man.
Sure.
You know, the leader of the opposition talking about the prime minister must call the election or set a date.
Mm-hmm.
When they was in power, they never recommended that they would have a set date for election.
Right.
And the PLP would not do that. They're not going to come out and say that we're going to do it because they know they're going to do it. And that's one thing I must give them credit for. They're not going to lie and say, guess what? We're going to call said date for election because they're not going to do it. They want to hold their power
right in
their hands. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My second point. Rod, like you said earlier, these properties are not for everybody. And I don't think you should put restrictions on me as a 45 or 50-year-old person who wants to buy a piece of property. This is out of foolishness. It should be free for all. If you want to buy it, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has the money, let them buy it. Some of us have cash money that we can go ahead and buy the property rather than going through the bank.
Well,
you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do, but I do understand that's part of the problem, eh? Because you got money and you got property. The people who need the help ain't gonna ever get their own if you buy up all the property.
Ron, this was called capitalism, man.
All right, I ain't gonna argue with that.
Come on, you can't say you can't have it and you could have it.
That is capitalism. Yeah, I ain't gonna argue with that. You make a point.
I need me another piece of property. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, all right. Capitalism, man. Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. This is McCartney. In view of the pool, clubhouse, and daycare preschool, what is the monthly maintenance fee? Banks are going to be reluctant because individuals walk away from things they do not have a vested interest in. That is a down payment. Well, what banks want you to have is they want you to have a stake in this, right? So if you could walk away from it easily, the bank is less reluctant to lend you money to finance this, right? So if I done put all my money into it, I like, no, man, I committed. I doing this. I know this way. All my money is, I committed. I stay in here. All right? Because people don't, let me not say that. Some younger people are not properly educated on due to just a lack of experience living, working, being in the professional world, they're not always properly acquainted or familiar with or educated about the gravity of a commitment of this nature. All right? And it is not a relatively easy thing. 20 years ain't no short period of time. It ain't forever, but it ain't no short period of time. And they want the mortgage every month, right? And you, if you're a person like me who don't always have time to, oh, I can go to the bank on the third and pay the mortgage. If you're like me, you want a stable job. You want it to come out of your salary if you're doing this mortgage, because that's how most people get the home. And it coming out every month, no matter who gets sick, no matter what baby you have, no matter what your car breakdown, it coming out every month for 15, 20, 25 years. All right? And so you got to understand the gravity of this commitment. When something breaks down, you got to insure the home if you have a mortgage with the bank. Fully insure it, right? Or comprehensively insure it. You got to pay for whatever breakdown in the house by yourself. You maybe could go to another bank and get a little loan to bridge you over, but you have to pay. When the lights break, you got to pay. If you rent in somebody's place, the window break, you ain't got to pay. Right? The AC breakdown, you ain't got to pay. You own your own home, you have to pay. On top of the mortgage, on top of the car payment, on top of putting grocery in the house, on top of putting the kids in school and clothing them and feeding them. So these are a real serious commitments to make. And I'm not going to apologize for this. This is not a commitment for a teenager to make or someone who has just come out of school to make. If you're not solid in what your long-term plan is for your life in terms of where you will be located, how you're going to make money, what your goals are. Are your goals to pay for this house off in a certain number of time and flip the house? Is your goal to get a certain amount of equity in the house, flip the house, walk away with some more money, have another piece of property, build another dream house? This isn't a light commitment. And we shouldn't be selling it as something that's super easy and super simple. All right? This is something that requires serious thought and a very long-term, serious commitment. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going, my brother?
Come again, need to join the BLB. You say, I know, get right. Mr. McCartney, I'm afraid of the paradigm that's being created via the internet and Google, right? Mm. You know, when you go on Google, Google mentions the origins of the coronavirus, but of course you realize they can infect healthy animals and let them go amongst wild population. Most people don't know that about the biological weapons program. So the fact that Google has already made up its mind about the origins of the virus before the investigation is finished, despite the statement coming from Dr. Gabriel Jesus from the World Health Organization against China not being cooperative, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you read it, but I saw a story about it. And also a conversation with Dwight the other day. It's a text, today wrote something about Mr. B. Gates, right? Now, Mr. B. Gates is on the television telling people that his father was in charge of Planned Parenthood, coming out of his own mouth. I mean, I don't get it. Planned Parenthood is just another euphemistic word for population control and eugenics. I don't need no one to agree with me on that. And then the thing is, I hope you're realizing, the sheep. I hope you're realizing that John Hopkins seems to have a monopoly on statistics, right? You noticed that, right?
I did notice that.
Yeah, yes. But Mr. McCartney, they've been doing this for 30 years now. Only them could give statistics. See, we're not realizing the paradigm, the paradigm about Google, the fact check, and so... Also, with the Freedom of the Information Act, right? See, I don't even have to talk science, You could just realize that they have passed a moratorium whereby countries are not allowed to disclose the cycle threshold on the PCR test, You know that, right?
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah. No, but it exists. I just didn't get it out of my head. The reason why they're doing it is because they're actually dredging the numbers and they don't want to disclose. But Dr. Fauci said it out of his own mouth. Anything over 35, you can't get a viral load from it. But see, it's a text that I texted right yesterday, and I think Robert mentioned it. You see, without a debate, and the fact that we don't have a debate on the discourse, it shows this is dictatorship at best, Mr. McCartney. All right, because people walk away with different opinions, and people walk away from a debate with information, man. All right, and also John Hopkins was there along with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in the simulation, the in silico simulation of a coronavirus outbreak in the big event 201, right, in 2019. This is what we must bear in mind, and their estimation that 60 million people would die. So we don't need to go. This is what the pundits said: 60 million people would die. And I don't trust the number of people they say are dying from the COVID, because we already saw the people online disclosing the truth, man. Have a good day, man.
All right, my brother. People say that about debate. Anyway, ideally, in my head, debate sounds good. Let me shut up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, how's it going?
For God's sakes, I don't know why that man don't go down and just take over the House Assembly by himself. Because that last caller, Mr. 52, he's so smart. He got to know everything in the world about everything in the world. I believe that man's smarter than God, you know.
Okay.
My God, how you always take that every day?
Well, I appreciate
only him want to know what he's talking about. Because, I mean, he's losing me. He's leading me around the corner.
Yeah.
But I want to stay top of the day, too. I mean, I wish he could give somebody a break sometime. Because he don't realize that not everybody's smart as him.
Okay. Thanks,
but anyway, God bless him. He's gifted. Well read. And he can really maintain a lot of info. But you know, Mr. McCarthy, this housing talk, what they talking about the House Assembly, it is so obvious that this is for chosen set of Bahamian people. Because for me, I have my, this is my story to my house. And Mr. McCarthy, I think you're on your voice, old mate.
Yep.
I think you're on your voice. Remember when you were out ready, then you moved towards getting your voice home.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, your wife, and your kids.
Thank you, man.
Do well is a long struggle, but with all the money you make it, you do that in about 2 years.
Yeah, I can pay that off. Stat. Right.
But this is my third time going around, and I still have a little balance left on this one. This is the last one, God's never life. I'll be 70, May 4th next month. God give me that time. He promised me that. But the average person, what they talking about on the street, they ain't gonna qualify. They ain't gonna move from East Street McCullough Corner nowhere. They ain't gonna go well. Because they ain't gonna qualify.
Because
they don't know nothing but all the different taxes, the bank fees, the legal fees, the government taxes, and all that kind of thing at the end of the day.
Well, listen, man, if you from East Street McCullough Corner, you need to look at something else. Like, you ain't got to look at this and out west. You start within your means. Like, the stuff at Fox Hill, that's a nice little area in the back there by Foxdale, I think, where they put in the service lots there. And then they got something, they trying to finish out Carmichael, say, for $15,000. Like, you know, start there. That's what I would do if I come from that economic market.
This ain't no joke, and they ain't bringing down, be listening to nobody. But if you threw some of them going in McCullough Corner and all Dogsley Alley, things like that, what you might be doing, if you're in one family home where nobody don't even know who owned the property, you've been there so long, they done passed on. So many people, the great-grandchildren still got rights in that. If you have to move, you just look across the road from some people moving out the house and move across the road. You ain't going nowhere out of that corner.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, my brother?
Great.
All is well. Hey, Vaughn, I'd like to say, let me ask you a question.
Go for it, man. My
intro, I should say. But what happened to the government houses that are really, like you got places like Fayette Avenue where you have subdivisions, a lot of government houses, what hasn't been utilized. So why are they creating another government subdivision? And the previous now government subdivisions has a lot of houses that has never been occupied. Please help me to understand that.
I mean, I think that, well, I could take it separately. What you're saying is a great point. There's a lot of unoccupied houses. There's a lot of unfinished homes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of distressed properties that you could really, if you work with the banks, you could really get a lot of people in homes real fast.
But under the previous government, Mr. McCartan, you had a lot of persons, and I don't feel sorry for them. But who won't get mad? That's their business. Who were, you know, were negligent in their negligency, or I can for a better word, or for their lousiness, mm-hmm. not paying their rent. Like, I mean, mortgages like $600-700, and a lot of them were put out their homes.
Right. Well, right? Because you look at it, oh, the government, I got to pay the government.
No, man, it ain't no government. And Mr. McCartney, you know something? I have a family member that lives in Jubilee Gardens, mm-hmm. right? That's Tall Pines.
Yeah.
And her mortgage for a three-bedroom, it's $600 a month.
Right.
You can't beat that, bro.
No, not at all.
And I say, cuz, don't mind the years that you have to pay. You sure you have a house over your head, and you're paying $600 a month for mortgage some people paying $600 a month for just efficiency.
Yeah, man, you could listen. You could go hustle a lot with coconut, selling coconut
automatically
in a week. You know what I'm saying? You could do that. If you're in one of them homes, you stay in one of them homes. I understand.
But now this new subdivision, as I understand, I mean, and be real, Mr. McCartney, the people that who supposedly to be qualified, what you need to do, you need to have a show. And I would just listen to that show. Let the people in that age bracket call your show and let them know, but basically not let you know their personal financial status. But a lot of people ain't got no money. People still sleeping in their car. What are they getting money from, bro?
Yeah. I mean, some people got money.
Some.
Plenty of people, bro. Yeah, but
go on, I can leave you with this. To my little inside source, you know, the little birds come to me sometime and tell me things. Mm-hmm. I feel this here going to be, from talking to two persons, that a lot of persons who love to buy land, and your PLPs, y'all know what I'm talking about, and your FNMs know what I'm talking about. So y'all can get mad as much as y'all like. I understand a lot of them can buy up them lots. So I understood.
Possible.
It's possible. Yeah. And let's watch and see how this one will play with my brother.
Okay, bro.
Have a good one.
Yes, sir. This says, one good soundbite for election. Government will be better off spending effort on providing affordable houses to non-professionals. We'll also get more votes. Says, hi, this PM really said some idiotic things. Case in point, he said the house that the PLP government was building as the residence of the PM, he said, quote, I don't need it, unquote. Well, the house was not for him. It's for the holder of the office, not him, but he personalized it, and he doesn't need it. Dumb. I mean, I don't see why you can't have a prime minister's residence. I don't think now is the time to go build it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Quality day to this dark universe, along with you, Juan.
I got you.
Juan.
Yes.
You know, twice I must say that 52, he'd be doing a lot of work whereby he'd be educating the masses of the people.
That's fine.
He's giving the people understanding. And Sparky, and you shouldn't get along with Sparky to be degrading the people. You open the door that people would be motivated to get something that is of weight, of value. Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? Just don't harness the people.
That's fine, but I don't want to dwell on that, Brayman. You have something to do with the housing thing you want to speak about? Or the faction?
Well, I think it's a good thing. And, of course, I know that area from I could see. So that's a good area, right?
Okay.
And certain people with the money, you know, in some upper class working people would get those houses, and it's good for them. But my point is, don't degrade people. Because everybody, have that go ahead to get something. But the doors are not open from government and other people. Thank you.
Okay, my brother. Let's do some text messages. Good afternoon. It's called ring fencing. It's unethical when you use crown land for a chosen few. I don't know if it's crown land. It's government land, certainly. This says, what commitment? Could you do me a favor, please, and just screen the call there and see if that's, you know what I mean, if we're a substantive comment. It says, what commitment? That's why we don't have a national development plan as it is. Minutes not talking about infrastructure because they won't start it till they get the money for all the lots. Well, and as to your doubts about building before infrastructure, bro, 90% of Garden Hills 3 was built before anything was put in. I had to pay $600 to push road to my property. Wow. Well, that certainly shouldn't happen. It says, are you still getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after the FDA suspension? Well, I talked about that. I'm not sure that I will. We'll see. I wasn't planning on looking at it until this summer when they say it'll be available through COVAX. How can Chester Cooper say he doubts the banks will sign on because of the down payment when he doesn't know what the discussions entail? That seems like pure pessimism and conjecture. I mean, I agree with him. I think that the banks are going to, well, maybe not because of the down payment, but the banks are going to look at your level of commitment. They're going to do risk assessments, and they're not straying away from their traditional assessment, and that includes a down payment. Let's call her real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren. What's happening?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good, man. Listen, I strongly feel like this government trying to get away from having the bill homes.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. They've said that that is what they're doing.
Exactly what they're doing. You know what I mean? But people got to open their eyes and see some things, man. But then you have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Let's do the break, and then we come back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Airport locations.
Are you tired of that boring 9-to-5? Do you need a new and exciting career? Visit the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, where your passion can become your profession. Let us introduce you to a career in information technology, cosmetology, construction, office administration, auto mechanics, electronics, and more. Say goodbye to that 9-to-5 and hello to the possibilities. Call us today at 502-6338. Apply by November 16, 2020.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. Says, hey, Juan, what was that you were eating just now during the break? It's tuna and pasta. Had a heavy lift day. Although technically, you're supposed to eat the carbs before you lift. Okay. If the vaccines are not going to stop people from getting infected, but rather stop people from getting seriously sick, then we need to stop acting like 2020 when we were watching the numbers of infected, but rather looking at the number of critically ill. 2021 should have a 2021 mindset. You know, it's not a bad idea. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
All is well. Yes. And do you have your constitution close by?
Not at the moment.
Okay. When you get a judge, if you get a lawyer, Article 26, mm-hmm. Section 8. Yeah. For the sales of land to the general public.
Oh, okay.
If you can read that and ask a lawyer, how would that apply to what the Prime Minister said as far as the age limit on the sale, who can buy the properties?
Yeah, Davis had indicated previously that he wasn't sure if it could pass, it could survive a constitutional challenge.
Yeah, because 26.8 deals specifically with the sale of land and leasing of land to the general public. But there should be no discrimination in conveyances or even consideration of discriminating in the sale of land to the general public.
Yeah.
So could you ask a lawyer or read it when you get the chance and I'd like to hear your opinion on it?
I will. I'll circle back. Thank you. All right. It says, this property investment is not for everyone. It's for those individuals who are at the moment looking at purchasing a condo out east or out west, ranging in cost from $250,000 to $400,000. They can qualify the bank already. Now, instead of them owning a condo, they can own their own home. It's a good initiative for first home buyers only. For the masses, Carmichael Village at $15,000 is on the horizon. For those who cannot afford those lots, don't give up. See a financial planner and make the sacrifices needed for your future. The mortgage corporation can no longer sustain giving away houses and not collecting anything. but I encourage Bahamians to be happy for those that can qualify and finally get a break in this country, even though it's not me. I'm happy for everyone. Let's just make the application and awarding process transparent. It's like black people are so hesitant to either help or be happy for those that get a break while we give hotels and other foreign entities millions to billions of dollars in tax relief. That's very well thought out and considered tax. And I, too, think if you can take advantage of it, then go right ahead. I'm not mad at you. I would, before I put my 40 grand in, you have to show me some more specifics. But if you're eligible and it makes sense to you, then try to take advantage of it. I would make sure I get the specifics first. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
Are you ready for that J&J shot?
The Johnson Johnson. Not at the, no, not, at the moment. No.
Not right now. Anyhow, Warren, getting back to this menace upper class thing, right? Me having lived in a condo, pool, man at the gate, and free. You pay your mortgage, and do additional $400-$500 where the maintenance free, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't think of that. When you live in a gated community, you have to pay for the man to cut the yard. That ain't free. So in the States, you don't pay that in about a year, they take your condo. The association literally have bylaws you sign that they will take your condo, and then the other part of the house, he say you cannot sell your, you cannot sell it. You will sell it at a loss. What happened in case of your sickness, you and your wife break up?
Yeah, that's a bad policy.
That's a bad decision.
That's a bad policy.
Yeah, every decision you must make it for a profit.
Yeah.
You can build a house to take a loss.
I'm not buying a house for you to tell me I can't sell it at a profit because the land should appreciate if it's out west and it's got a pool and all that stuff.
Who in right mind would build a house and you cannot sell it to gain that you and your wife want to move to the States?
Yeah, I agree.
But you're stuck.
Yeah, I disagree with that particular policy, and I hope that that's not set in stone. Quickly, we'll do two of these calls, and then we'll finish with some of the texts. We can't get to all of them. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. You know, the Prime Minister doesn't want to have a real conversation about land reform. This is just another election ploy, kind of like the home repairs program that the PLP did last term.
Yeah, I think it's an election ploy, but I'm saying take advantage, is what I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing, though. About 30 years ago, my mother purchased a government home for the land included for $32,000.
Nice.
How much are those homes now? The same size lot.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not talking about not actually repealing the laws that made it possible for these properties to skyrocket far greater than it would have in any normal circumstances,
mm-hmm.
then we're not seriously about getting Bahamians some part of this Bahamian dream.
Well, you had a caller talk about capitalism. So.
But see, capitalism isn't the problem in this case. The problem is actually politicians using these things to their benefit.
Now, you don't think
because we know the Prime Minister who repealed that law was a real estate lawyer.
Right, and I tell you what, and thanks for calling, I got to be quicker. I've asked around about this, and I'm going to do some more. I don't know that I see a direct correlation between the Immovable Properties Act and the skyrocketing price of land. I think that a lot of it had to do with market forces, I think. And I have to do more research on that. All right, let's. It says Sunset Park is the area opposite Carmichael Police Station. The roads are disgraceful. The area was sold by. Okay, opposite Carmichael Police Station. I can't get it in my head. Good afternoon, Juan. Help me understand something, please. How is taking the vaccine stopping the virus from spreading if persons who take the vaccine still can catch and transmit COVID? If you look at all the advertisements, it's telling people, it's telling everyone to do their part in stopping COVID by taking the vaccine. Yeah, I don't get that one either. I'll be honest with you. I want, we need some photogs to go along, some photos to go along with the repeat callers. It's only fair as invested listeners. I'm so curious. Whenever I listen, I hear the same voices over and over. Maybe do a top callers page on your callers coast on your page. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Nope. All right. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there? It's
hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Juwan, can you hear me?
I can. Yes.
Yeah. This is Neville Wisdom. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay, man. I served Juwan as a minister of housing for a period of time in the First Christian administration. I thought the call to speak to this issue of housing simply to make two or three points.
Sure,
number
please.
One. Mm-hmm. Number one. I think that if anyone were to check with the authorities in housing, one of the conclusions that they, the professionals, came up with was that it was important if we were interested in providing affordable housing for Bahamians to do a package deal that included land, construction, planning, I think landscaping and even fencing,
mm-hmm.
a turnkey kind of operation. I think that has been established. That's number one. Number two, the property that is in question, I think that if you really did some investigation, you'd find that that property came about as a result of that of it being decommissioned. I believe it used to be Waterfields.
Yeah, and, part of it is, yes.
Yes, and I remember when I represented the area, the intention was to put a housing subdivision there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by many of my constituents, and in fact, there was a public outcry that I should not put a development there because it would devalue the value of the homes in Highland Park.
Mm.
And coming out of that, the process was delayed. Now, to say that you are now going to provide that land now to Bahamians who are professionals begs two questions. One, who is a professional? And two, do you have the right to say to someone that qualifies outside of being professional or outside of being of a particular age to get the property? Do you have the right to discriminate against them?
Yeah, you may.
And
yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we are able to take issues like this and not make it political, man. I mean, don't play with the people's imagination and their minds. The reality is this: all Bahamians pay taxes. All Bahamians are therefore entitled to every opportunity made available by the government of the Bahamas. You can't discriminate. We saw that in Dignity Gardens when we talked about giving privilege to Defense Force and police and nurses. The idea was good, but the reality is that we were legally advised that's discrimination.
Yeah.
We saw it up east with the Winton Project. I mean, sorry, with the low-cost housing in the eastern part of the island, where people in some of the more upscale housing subdivisions says, look, if you put this low-cost housing, it's going to reduce the value of our homes. And so the idea really is to provide affordable housing for those Bahamians who cannot afford housing during the normal or in the normal way, and to allow professional people to go through the methodology that people like you or I would use, and that is
that already exists for them. Yes,
use the banks and use the various institutions and afford ourselves. The Bible tells us about the poor being with us. Our job is to accommodate and to assist the poor. I know we want to encourage the so-called professionals, the lawyers and the doctors, etc. And that's good too. But wouldn't it make more sense to allow the lawyer and the doctor, the professional person, to access the traditional methods of funding and allow and give specific focus to the poor? They're always, the Bible tells us, they are always with us. And you know, for me, I really got some satisfaction when I saw a poor person who under normal circumstances would not be able to afford a house. To see that they, a poor family, get together and they came up with a small down payment, I think in the instance of a two-bedroom house in places like Dignity and Pride, $8,000, and they had to scrap to get that. And together they would make the payments, and they would be in the home. And when I close by just saying this, the third thing is that I remember when an investigation was going on about housing and the irregularities in housing, and I had to point out to the people doing the investigation that our role, our job, is to take care of the least of these. I remember one of the concerns was the bidding process for who would provide the supplies. And I found out that under the normal circumstances, the same people were invited to bid and make all the money. And you had smaller businesses that were competent and competitive. And we made it possible for them to bid. And today, they're doing well. The second thing was some extraordinary situations. You remember seeing a lady in a red wheelchair driving around along Carmichael Road going to work? That lady came to the ministry when I was there and asked us to make a home that she qualified for, make it possible for her to be a disabled-friendly property. And I instructed them to do that. And I was given some flack because the question was, who's going to pay for it? And I said, the people, we will pay for that. At some point,
we're fresh out of time here. You got to wrap it up for me, really.
Yeah, I'm sorry. At some point, Vaughn, we got to bring some credibility and some sense to all of this. And I thank you for introducing this subject. And I'm happy that some opportunities are being made available for Bahamians. And I wish them all well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, friend.
All right, you take care, Mr. Wisdom. Appreciate you calling. We're out of time. Definitely, we want to take care of the poor. I think we can do both. I think we can take care of the poor and then also address some issues that have left some young people kind of boxed out of opportunity, as well as deal with people who are not as young as under 45. All right, we got to go. Shivargo lines up next with Z Live Off the Record. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll continue our conversations about these national issues. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.